Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Solara Active Pharma Sciences Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Singhal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, very good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for joining us today for Solara Active Pharma Sciences earnings conference call for the first quarter ended financial year 2023. Today we have with us Jitesh, Solara's MD, and Hari, ED and CFO, to share the highlights of the business and financials for the quarter. I hope you've gone through our results release and the quarterly investor presentation, which have been uploaded on our website. The transcript for this call will be available in a week's time on the company's website. Please note that today's discussion will be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in relation to the risks pertaining to our business. After the end of this call, in case if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relations team. I now hand over the call to the management to make the opening remarks. Jitesh, over to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. While the fiscal year 2022 was challenging, we have a steady start to the year with Q1 revenues at rupees 337 crores, which is approx 80% of our historical peak run rate. We continue to see offtake for our main products improving each month, which is evident from our increased sales in regulated markets, which have increased to 66% in Q1 compared to 58% for FY 2022. In terms of the new business, we continue to follow the pivots of our course correction strategy we embarked on. We have been selective in the business this quarter and have focused mainly on the products that are more relevant for the longer playout of our plan. Our first 100 days of the year have primarily been focused on the three key levers. First, reviving the base business growth and profits by bringing back the momentum we had on customer centricity by better networking and continuing focus on operating cost reduction and much efficient inventory management. Second, rekindling the R&D focus by adding 15+ new programs for the year. We are on track to file six new DMFs in FY 2023 and added more high-volume products under the cost improvement basket. The third one is on the enhanced capacity usage at Vizag by initiating validation supplies to customers from our Vizag site to trigger regulatory inspection. Although our greater focus will be on regulated markets, we are tapping opportunities in markets with no regulatory binding, and we are planning certain product supplies from Vizag to less regulated markets from quarter three of this financial year. This will help us to reduce the under-recoveries at Vizag. Our Vizag strategy is playing to plan, and our focus is to get the site approved by the authorities at the earliest. While the prices have stabilized, we continue to see short-term challenges on two of our key products due to softened demand and increase in raw materials costs due to the current international situation. We expect the same to normalize in the second half of this financial year. While our cost improvement programs have started demonstrating better gross margins compared to quarter four of FY 2022, the focus remains on further improvement of gross margins by continually focusing on cost improvement programs and adding new customers in newer markets. Coming to the Kadoor facility status, where we have an OAI status, we are hopeful of a reclassification post US FDA inspection, which we expect to happen in the near term. We eagerly await this reclassification, but in parallel, we have taken steps to qualify the alternate site within our manufacturing network for some of the key products manufactured in Kadoor, where we have seen significant traction from new customers. As of now, there are 10 new approvals pending reclassification of our Kadoor OAI status. Coming to our CRAMS business, this accounts for 5% of our total revenues. This business has the potential to be our fastest-growing segment with higher gross margins. In the medium term, our target for this business is to be at least 10% based on our current business and a high probability of winning pending RFPs. Our new target markets for our API business growth are Latin America, the Middle East, and CIS. We have a dedicated sales force operating for these regions. and initiatives are underway to extend current products that will yield high sales momentum as we advance. Our intense focus for the next 100 days will be to continue building on the actions we have initiated in Q1 to get back to growth, improve our cash flows, and strengthen our balance sheet. With the focus on all of the actions above, we are confident about the future prospects of the company. I now hand over to Hari to take us through the financials for Q1 FY23. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitesh. We are pleased to announce that our Q1 FY23 financial results and key highlights: revenue ₹337 crores, which is approximately 80% of our historical peak quarterly run rate. Gross margin at 41.6% and reported EBITDA at 18.1 crores with a 5.4%. We recognize the fact that we have some work to do to improve our gross margin and EBITDA due to the RM price increase and continued under recoveries from Vizag facility. As Jitesh pointed out, we have identified key focus areas which will result in improved from performance from second half of this financial year. Our immediate priority is to get Vizag streamlined to achieve break-even and drive profitability growth in the near term, including getting the facility triggered for inspection, which was delayed due to COVID in the last year. While our debt book increased over 50% in FY22, in Q1, we have reduced our debt by ₹117 million, with no fresh loans being availed during Q1, which is a positive sign of business recovery. Based on the actions for this financial year, we plan to improve our net debt to EBITDA ratio under 3.5 based on the analyzed Q4 EBITDA. Our net assets have reduced by ₹550 crores in Q1, primarily due to the reduction in the inventory, which is a positive thing we have been seeing during this quarter. Our primary focus is improving our cash flows by the prudent application of capital. With a clear focus on the actions to improve profitability, we remain confident about growth prospects of Solara. We now hand over the call back to the moderator to open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So while there has been improvement in the gross margin on a quarter-to-quarter basis, and further alluding to the comments you gave in the opening remarks related to certain softening of demand for some products and raw material cost increase, so do we see the gross margin improving further now, or it will be, you know, kind of taking a brief pause here and then subsequently second half or maybe FY24 we will see the improvement in the gross margin?
Yes, hi, this is Jitesh here. So we don't see the gross margin declining. We only see the gross margin improving, and in the second half of this financial year, it will be better than where we are currently reported our results.
Any number you would like to highlight, like a stage, for gross margins?
Historically, we were at a minimum 50% gross margin, and in the second half of this financial year, especially in Q4, our plan is to get closer to that 50%, or probably even achieve that 50%.
Thank you. Secondly, sir, with respect to Vizag, the sales would be subject to USFDA inspection, or without that also we will be able to get the operating leverage in place?
So Vizag, we are targeting to commence sales for the less regulated markets or markets where there's no regulatory binding from Q3 of this financial year.
Understood. So till that time it is under recovery, so probably it will continue for another quarter and then subsequently you will see the margins.
So the way we have mapped our business plan for Vizag, the goal is by Q4 of this financial year, the Vizag under recovery will not be a burden on our P&L.
And secondly, this Pondicherry also, there is no schedule per se, right, as of now, in terms of inspection?
No, sorry, I didn't get your question.
Any scheduled planned inspection by USFDA for Pondicherry site?
So what we are targeting right now for the Vizag site is that for our current products, which we are done the validation, that we will amend our DMF to include Vizag site. And this activity will happen in October of this year. And this way, this will help to supply this to our customers who will trigger the inspection. So the plan for the inspection is for Vizag. We are targeting second half of next financial year from the USFDA. From the Europe, it could be earlier as well.
And just lastly, for this Latin, Middle East and CIS, what would be their contribution currently? It would be like minimal, or we do have some exposure there?
So right now, in these three markets, what we have seen is because we are selling ibuprofen there, and the opportunities for our current products as well as new products are high. So that business we are seeding in now. For Latin America, specifically Brazil is one of the regulated markets. The commercial sales from Brazil will start kicking in FY25. So for these three markets, it is going to be contributing to higher growth in the coming financial years.
Thank you. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Next question is from the line of Vinay Bafna from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and good afternoon, everyone. Just looking at the breakup of revenue, so in the regulated market, if we see, then sequentially also we are seeing either flattish or marginal decline kind of a performance. Is it just because of demand slipping, or do you believe that the pricing is also an issue?
Then the regulated market is the major reason for lower sales in the previous quarters has been more to do with the demand rather than the price.
Do you believe that sequentially the prices have been stable in the developed markets?
In reg markets, the prices are stabilized.
Okay. An ibuprofen per se, do you believe that it has the ability, looking at the demand, that it can go back to their historical levels in terms of prices?
From the demand perspective, yes, we are seeing the demands are increasing. But to get back to its historical levels, it will take us another about 6 months time frame. From a pricing point of view, we don't see any decline further than what it is today.
Okay, all right. If I look at the other markets, the revenue from the other markets is next of regulated markets. We said that, YOY, obviously, there has been a sharp decline, but even sequentially, it has dropped significantly. So what is this, what is the reason here that we are not really able to cope up in this particular region?
Your question is more related to why our sales have declined in the less regulated markets?
No, why are we not able to ramp it up? That's particularly the question. I mean, we have seen consistent decline for the past few quarters. So I was expecting that in this particular quarter, there might be certain benefit or certain ramp up considering stabilization of the environment.
So for us, we are really focusing on pricing as well, right? For the less regulated market, sometimes the price does not meet the criteria what we would like to sell at. Then we'll have to forego those opportunities. But on certain products where we clearly have a cost improvement program in place, we feel we will be competitive even in the less regulated markets.
So what I understand is that you're looking at opportunities in the less regulated market as well, which are more profitable, and then we are being very selective about it. Is that the right way to look at it?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Last question from me. So the under-recovery in Vizag, which you're expecting to last for another quarter before we start improving on it, do you believe that the run rate for that will remain same, roughly about 10-11 crores, or would it be higher in this quarter?
It'll be more or less the same.
Okay. And we're expecting that 2-3 onwards, we'll be starting to sell revenues from Vizag. When do you believe that we'll be able to achieve some breakeven at Vizag? Any tentative deadline which you have internally, which you can share?
Yeah. So I mentioned this earlier in the question which was raised. Our target right now, way we have built the business plan, is that Vizag would be net from Q4 of this financial year.
Okay, so 2 quarters worth of revenue will be able to try to offset the cost issue. Okay, good. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Grams business. So in Q4, you had mentioned that it was 7% of your revenue, and in current presentation, it's around 5%. So sales have come off by maybe 40-odd% on sequential basis. So is it just seasonality, or there is more to it?
No, so the Grams business consists of revenues which comes from contract research as well as from manufacturing. So while the manufacturing is on track, there's been no decline. The contract research is based on project-to-project basis. So where we complete the project and then we wait for the next steps from the customer.
Okay, so the annual, on annual basis, you are saying that we will be on the growth path?
Yes.
Okay. And so another thing is the new products which you mentioned, which are around 5 to 6% of your sales. So what exactly is the definition of new product? Are these products sold for the first time during the quarter, or how old these are?
Now, these new products, when we consist of it, is of two things. One is the validation batches, what we sell to the customer. That's one piece of it. And second is, once the new product becomes commercial, that is when it is the customers gets the approval. So for the first 3 years, we categorize that as new product sales, and then it becomes a base product.
Okay, okay. And last on the Vizag, so when you say that you will be producing in Vizag for your less regulated market, so is this the incremental sales, or this is the shift of sales from your existing facilities to Vizag?
This would be incremental sales.
Completely incremental sales.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Monish Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks. I just wanted to check with you, what do you think will be the revenue contribution from CRAMS in FY24?
In FY24, that's the next financial year. So the way we have seen the CRAMS build out, that would be on our total revenues, it will be about close to about 8 to 10%.
Okay. And can you highlight some of the key filings that you have made from Vizag plant, which gives us the confidence for rebound and revenue growth?
Yeah, sure. So currently from Vizag, what we are doing is we have our current product that is on the ibuprofen and gabapentin. And we are going to be filing one new product out of Vizag in this quarter. These are the immediate plans. And in Q3, there is another product, new product, which is being slated for filing from Vizag. And these two new products will have validation sales also to the customer.
Okay. So as of now, by year end, 4 products from Vizag.
Correct.
Okay. And how many products can you go up to? Is it is there a restriction in number?
No. It just, again, depends on the quantity of the product. But just on an average basis, the Vizag has multiple blocks. So we can do in a year, we can do at least 4 product filings from Vizag.
Okay. Okay. So the plan is to do that. Is that correct? Like to go at least 3 to 4 filings a year from Vizag.
Correct. As I said, you know, this year while we'll do 6 DMF filings out of the 6 new products, 2 will be from Vizag. But we have other products in our pipeline which are under development, which the filings will happen only in the next financial year.
Okay. Just the last question on this. So as of now, how much capacity utilization is for ibuprofen from Vizag?
No, right now Vizag is more for triggering the FDA inspection. And we'll only start looking at, as I said, we are looking at incremental sales, not taking from our current site to Vizag. We are looking at those incremental sales. So we will have a better picture in Q4.
Okay, so no non-direct sales as well, 5%
or 5%. No, right now no, but we are looking at non-direct sales.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. On, our business case as it stands today is largely a case of under-leveraged assets, right? So, I guess revenue pickup remains pretty much key to recovery from an EBITDA perspective. So two questions with my, on that. One is, A, from a fixed cost perspective, how much, the fixed cost that we're running at about 120 crores thereabouts, is there any scope for optimizing it, or this is a fixed cost that's going to stay in the system?
Any scope for rationalization further?
No, this is the fixed cost. That the compresses of this of plant operating cost and manpower, and there's not much cost optimization in that, other than the energy and waste disposal cost which we are working on for the reduction. And most of our activities on the yield improvement, on the process improvement, and process optimization. That's a major contribution than the general OPEX reduction.
Okay. And on the revenue front, with the business that we have, with the facility that we have, assuming, once the regulatory approvals come through, and with the product portfolio that we have, what is the potential, what do you see, do we see this business going back to a 450-500 crore quarterly run rate at some point in time? And if you were to hazard, I guess, at what point in time will you probably get to start to that sort of, revenue run rate on a quarterly basis?
Our historical run rate has been at about 400 crores every quarter. And as you see from our Q1, we are at about close to about 80% of it. So the goal is, in terms of first, getting back to the historical run rate of 400 crores per quarter in short term. And then from a medium term perspective, we are looking at what are those new revenues which we are going to get from the new product filings as well as from the new markets.
So it's a short term, should we understand it by what? If you give a little more color on what short term period are we looking at here for getting the 400 crore number?
So when I say short term, when we look at the Q4 of this financial year on an annualized basis is what we are targeting from a revenue perspective to be at about 400 crores every quarter.
And I guess in your earlier comment you mentioned looking at an EBITDA margin of close to 50% by the time.
Not it, the gross margin.
Sorry, gross margin.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Mahidar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, actually my question pertains to the cramps side of our business. It is an established fact that the opportunity size in this space is quite big. So as a company, what are we going to do differently from the other players to shore up the business on this side? And what are our aspirations or the strategy to grow in the longer term? So can you please elaborate on that?
So To answer your question, yes, the opportunity is vast in this area, and this CRAMS business is not new to Solara. We have been doing CRAMS, but we should have been at a much better position in terms of the revenue piece. From what are we doing good, I can say, I think the other than this OAI classification of our Kadlur site, but that was more to do with a product related, but nothing to do with data integrity. I think where we stand out is in terms of our quality policy as well as the EHS, which is, these are the two important factors, and of course the reliability and the supply, which is pretty much standard, which everyone would ask for. But we are, investing also in newer technologies, which we have planning for the next financial year. Once we set course correct our current business, we have some long-standing relationships with a few big pharma as well as emerging biotech companies. So we are tapping on with them, and we are seeing newer opportunities coming from our existing clients as well as the new clients. We just recently hired a BD position in the US, and she comes with a lot of CRAMS experience. So we are adding the business development team. So we have one dedicated for Europe, and now we have one for the US. So this is where we see our CRAMS business going to grow in the next 2 years.
All right. And one more thing, as in the merger with Aurore hasn't gone through. So are there any plans of an acquisition in this space, or as in what are we thinking around, or are we thinking around these lines? What is the thought process?
So on the CRAMS piece of it, you know, it would be an idea to always have an asset in the West as well. But right now, as you said, the focus is in terms of resetting our business. We want to get back to the momentum what we had prior to the issues what we had faced. So right now, the focus is in terms of the current business, what we have on hand, and the current assets. We want to utilize them well before we even think of any other, or we think of any acquisitions.
All right. Thank you. Pleased to hear that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Shubhro, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
So my question pertains mostly to the overall news which has been coming out of Solara for the last 6 months, which has not been very positive, including one which has just come out. So what kind of confidence can you give us that in terms of the management, things are stable, and going forward we can only have better days? Thank you.
So I really will not be able to comment on the past, but going forward from here, Hari and I, we are pretty confident about the future prospects what Solara has, given that we have been with this company right from its inception, and the financial results are out there where it shows the track record in terms of how the company has just now grown from a revenue perspective, but we have also increased the shareholder value from the businesses what we have generated. Our EBITDA margins have improved from 11% to 23%. So this business is something which is very close to us. We know this business, and we were very happy when the board had reached out to us to come back, and we happily came back to reset the business for Solara. So the management team is well set. Other than Hari and I, you know, from an R&D chief perspective, our CQO, our head of operations, so no one has left us in spite of you know, what's happened in the last 6 months. So the team is set. We have the customer base. It's more about the focus in terms of the execution. How do we get Vizag right? We have a clear strategy for that, and we will be executing on these strategies. And that's why we are confident in laying out what's the future plan for Vizag, how we are going to ensure that Vizag is not going to be a burden on our P&L. So now it's all about execution. So the strategy document is in place.
Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Harsha from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the follow-up. Just wanted to understand on the pricing side, we said that a couple of our key products are still facing certain pricing pressure. So are they still at their lowest lows, which we saw during the last two quarters, right? That there is some sort of forming up happening there, and where do you see the pricing going from here? Because we are also seeing some increases on the input side. So are we, will we be passing it on, or we will have to take that hit and wait till the raw material pressure eases?
So for at least our mature products, we see that the prices have stabilized, that it's not going to go lower. From a raw material price increase, what we have faced, we expect that also to normalize in this current quarter. The focus is on terms of, you know, the cost improvement programs for these mature products. So even if there is any raw material price increase, we are still able to protect the gross margin on these products. And this is what we are working on right now.
Okay. And a couple of quarters back, we had mentioned about changing our strategy in the less regulated market, that we will be directly selling to our customers and removing the intermediary. So how is that going, and how is it helping us? Has it started to reflect in our numbers, or do you expect maybe a couple of quarters down the line? How it will help us from the pre-reset numbers?
So first is, we are not changing our strategy to less regulated market. I mean, less regulated market is an additional opportunity for us. Our business of Solara has primarily been, majority of it has been for the regulated markets. Where the question comes about in terms of the channel partners are selling direct, the goal is of course to sell directly to the customers. In some markets, you know, it is preferred that, you know, we have to go through the channel partners. But the majority of our business, if you look at it, is all direct businesses.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Hemant Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Being 400 crores and approximate margin would be 50%. That would mean we are looking at 200 crores gross margin vis-a-vis quarter one margin of 140. So in terms of quarter four run rate, are we looking at almost 50 crores additional gross margin incremental values? Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes.
All right. And other question would be, when is the US FDA inspection plan? Which quarter of the year? Any idea?
Is your question specifically for Vizag side?
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned earlier, we are, our customers would trigger our DMF, which we are hoping will happen in Q3 of this financial year. About the US FDA inspection, you know, based on our past experiences, it could happen in the second half of the next financial year.
Second half of the next financial year. Okay. All right. Okay, so lastly, thank you so much for the stability in this quarter. You've seen that two quarters earlier. So a lot of hard work perhaps has been done, not in the number. We should come up in the coming quarters. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in the Q1 FY23 investor call. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Solara Active Pharma Sciences Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.